Montgomery, Jobo, San Francisco. This is BeelPod.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from Fillmore and Oak in the Lower Haight. Today is Thursday, the 1st of May, 2014. On this date, in 1328, the Kingdom of England recognizes the Kingdom of Scotland as an independent state. 1753, publication of the Species Planetarium by Linnaeus, the formal start date of plant taxonomy adopted by the International Code of Botanical Nomenclature. 1840, the penny black, the first official adhesive postage stamp, is issued in the United Kingdom. 1862, the Union Army completes the capture of the city of New Orleans. That's the city, not the train called the City of New Orleans, made famous by the song by Arlo Guthrie, Woody Guthrie's son. 1926, Ford factory workers get the 40-hour work week. 1930, the dwarf planet Pluto is officially named, although evidently it's no longer a planet. 1931, the Empire State Building is dedicated. 1941, Citizen Kane is released. 1956, the polio vaccine is developed by Jonas Salk. It's made available to the public. He didn't patent it, by the way, which was nice of him, so anybody can use it. 1960, the American U-2 spy plane was shot down. 2003, in what became known as the Mission Accomplished speech on board the USS Abraham Lincoln off the coast of California, by the way, U.S. President George W. Bush declares that major combat operations in Iraq have ended. He was wrong. 2011, Barack Obama announces that Osama bin Laden, the suspected mastermind behind the September 11th attack, has been killed by United States Special Forces in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Birthdays are Trailblazer Calamity Jane, author Terry Southern, and Joseph Heller, director John Woo, and in 1857, Theo van Gogh, Dutch art dealer and model of sibling support. Also, Dodo Abashidze, the actor, was born on this day in 1924. Today is the International Workers' Day, or Labor Day. Just me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again for posting to the forum. If you've got anything, send it to tbeelpod.com or an email to tbeelpod@gmail.com. To subscribe to the podcast, go to tbeelpod.com, scroll down the screen, and on the right-hand side, below the column of tags, there's a little rectangular icon that says iTunes. Click it, and you'll get the all-new tbeelpod episodes. If you still have trouble, let us know by posting a comment to our website or emailing us, and we'll figure out some way to hook you up. We want to make sure there are no iTunes problems. We're introducing a new feature to tbeelpod.com's very own database, which has resources for non-natives living in Tbilisi. We'll try to keep it up to date, but if you have any new resources, you can post it below on our forum, and we'll update it. Even the most seasoned veterans will find all sorts of interesting stuff. Following up on the seemingly tragic anti-discrimination bill, who knew that according to the Georgian Orthodox Church, discrimination is actually Christian? On the 28th of April, the Georgian Orthodox Church released a statement which describes the proposed bill as propaganda and legalization of a deadly sin because it includes sexual orientation and gender identity in the list of prohibited grounds for discrimination. A day later, more than a dozen Orthodox priests attended a session of the Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights. They tried to convince MPs to take into consideration the Patriarch's position and not legalize sin, which would be an insult to Georgian traditions. Reportedly, some priests warned MPs from the Georgian Dream that they would face political consequences if they do not listen to the Patriarchate. The priest Dato Kvivlidze said that the legislation would make it impossible to reunite Georgia. He said, quote, Abkhazians and South Ossetians are Caucasians, and when they learn that we have such a law, they will fight to the last drop of blood. End quote. In order to not be a part of Georgia, Kvivlidze added, quote, with this law, we will lose Abkhazia and South Ossetia forever. We will ruin Georgia with this legislation, end quote. Speaker of Parliament Dato Usupashvili said that the anti-discrimination bill is about making a choice between Russia and Europe. He said the Parliament would take the necessary action not to stay in an uncivilized world with Russia. On the 30th of April, priests and different Orthodox groups rallied in Tbilisi and Kutaisi to protest the bill. They were holding banners which read, quote, legalization and propaganda of homosexuality is genocide of the nation, end quote, and We ask the authorities not to allow the preaching of depravity. Later, the Prime Minister, Irakli Kharabashvili, commented on the bill and said that it will definitely be adopted, but more communication is needed with the opponents in order to explain properly what this legislation is about. The Parliament has 2 more weeks to pass the law because the plenary session ends on the 15th of May, a month before local elections. As a reminder, adoption of the anti-discrimination law is one of the requirements under the Visa Liberalization Action Plan in order for Georgia to get a short-term visa-free regime with the U.S., with the EU. The Justice Ministry and various NGOs have worked on the bill for many months already before submitting the bill to Parliament. The government revised it, removing, among other provisions, a proposal to financially penalize violators of the law. This triggered NGOs to protest. They argued that the current bill has no effective mechanism to fight against discrimination. On the 26th of April, Georgian Dream named its mayoral candidates for 11 cities, which will directly elect the mayors for the first time on the 15th of June. Prime Minister Irakli Kharabashvili announced the candidates at the Sports Palace in Tbilisi. BI was present. The candidates are for Kutaisi Shota Murgulia, who is Deputy Minister of Infrastructure. In November 2013, he was appointed acting mayor of Kutaisi. In Batumi, Gio Ermakov, who has been acting mayor since February 2014. For Rustavi Datojikia, who's now acting mayor of the city. For Gori Zura Djirkvilishvili, director of the state-affiliated entity Gori Greenhouse Farming. Candidate for Tel Aviv is Vato Kalmachelidze, who was head of the local Beeline Mobile Operators branch. For Zugdidi Irakli Gogochia, local businessman who now co-owns the company Oil Pro. Gogochia was a member of the Zugdidi Sakrabulo from 2002 to 2006. For Poti Irakli Kakulia, chairman of the Georgian Dreams local branch in the city, earlier this year he was appointed acting deputy mayor of the city. For Achaltsikhe Gio Kopadze, who in March 2014 became head of the Georgian Dreams branch in Achaltsikhe. He also was at the forefront of the anti-minaret protest last year. For Umbrelauri, Rati Namgaladze, who worked for the Revenue Service in Kutaisi since 2011. In Ozergeti, Beglar Sioridze, owner of the Ozergeti-based hazelnut export company. For Mscheta, Avto Nemtsisveridze, head of the Georgian Dreams local branch in Mscheta. Georgian Dreams mayoral candidate for Tbilisi is Dato Narmania, who they named 5 months ago when he was the infrastructure minister. Other candidates who intend to run in the Tbilisi mayoral race are UNM's Nika Melia, who is Gamgiveli for Tbilisi's Mtatsminda district. Christian Democratic Movement and Nino Borjanadze party joined to name Dima Lordkipanidze, the homophobic moron. New Rights and Free Georgia parties named Kaja Kukava as their candidate. MP Gio Gachichiladze, who is the leader of the Green Party and who quit the Georgian Dream parliamentary majority in February. And finally, there is actress Azmat Tkvaladze, who is the Labor Party's nominee. On the 25th of April, the police accused Dato Kevhishvili, head of the administration of Kvareli district, and his supporters of hooliganism and resisting arrest. They threw eggs at the Kvareli Sakrabulo and nailed shut the door of the Sakrabulo's head office. Kedhishvili explained that their actions were against UNM members, United National Movement members. So, I mean, you know, eggs, no problem. The court imposed a 100 lari fine on him rather than arresting him and throwing him in jail. 17 other people were arrested and were fined 400 lari each for disobeying the police and petty hooliganism. Following the incident, Kvareli City Sakrabulo suspended the power of Kevhishvili. The duties of the governor were transferred to Deputy Governor Malchaz Kizinashvili. As a reminder, Kevhishvili, who is also the president of Georgia's Judo Federation, was named as Kvareli governor in December 2012. Earlier that same year, he lost in the parliamentary election to UNM candidate Marika Verulashvili. Small Business Development Agency will begin work in May. The agency's acting director, Georgi Tsikholia, announced the agency's plan to allocate $3.5 million in the form of grants to small businesses. The agency will fund startup businesses, offer loans and low-income credits for the total of $150 million over 30 years. The prosecutor's office opened an investigation against two former Interior Ministry officials, former head of Kudi Arekle Kodua and former head of SODI Special Forces Giasiradze. They are accused of beating up the now Georgian Dream MP Valery Gelashvili in 2005. He was beaten up very badly, by the way. In 2005, after Gelashvili spoke with the daily newspaper Resonanci to tell him that Misha expropriated his house without compensation, black masked men beat him up in the street. He was really severely injured. Neither of the accused are in Georgia. It's rumored that Kodua is in Hungary. Siradze's whereabouts are unknown. Following up on last week's story about the Central Elections Commission's decision to reject Okurashvili's registration as a candidate in Gori's mayoral elections, the Court of Appeals supported the CEC's decision and banned the ex-defense minister from running for mayor during the local elections. He fails to meet the two-year residency requirement. However, Okurashvili wants to remain in the race indirectly since he plans to name one of his close allies as a candidate. On the 28th of April, Russian soldiers detained two more Georgians on the South Ossetian ABL in the village of Kuldistkharo. The detainees, Beso Gelashvili and Gio Khazarishvili, were collecting jonjoli. According to the villagers, a jonjoli is not a weapon system. It's a small pickled green at Supras that you would recognize but wouldn't notice if it's not there. According to villagers, they were on Georgian-controlled territory when the Russians detained them. The 28th of April, various ministry staff and EU delegate and the EU delegation met for a workshop about the DCFTA, that the Deep and Comprehensive Free Trade Agreement at the Holiday Inn. The ministries of economy and justice, as well as revenue service and data exchange agencies, participated. Trade facilitation with the EU in the form of tariff reforms, customs support, and assistance will increase Georgia's GDP by 1.4% in 2014 and is expected to increase Georgia's GDP by 4.3% in the long run. The Georgian government is working on a draft law on the introduction of universal compulsory car liability insurance, which will come into force starting in 2015. In case of death by auto collision, an insurance company will pay 17,000 to 18,000 lari in compensation. Moreover, it will cover up to 15,000 lari in treatment. BI's NGO Mokaleke, or Citizen, is commissioning a study of the media environment in Georgia. Director Nika Cichetiani said that TNS, a leading market research group, will conduct a study. The project is expected to last a year, but could go on longer. First report will be issued after 3 months. The IDP ministry is going to build houses for IDPs in Kurtsanisi district. During the first phase, four 22-floor buildings will be built for 1,032 IDP families. In total, 2,088 homes will be built. The construction will be completed by the summer of 2016. The price tag on this construction is 107 million lari. Prime Minister Kharabashvili is giving a plot of land on Agmashenabeli Street, number 60, together with the buildings on the plot, to the Georgian Orthodox Church for the symbolic price of one lari. I don't really get why the one lari is necessary. On the 750-square-meter plot, there is a church and the former Mikhailov Hospital. After returning to the Russian market less than a year ago, Georgian wines became the third best-selling imported wines in Russia. The first 3 months of 2014, Russia imported 7.4 million liters of Georgian wine, more than from Spain and almost as much as from Italy. The share of Georgian wines among all imported wines amounted to 14%. The Georgian and Indian Chamber of Commerce signed a memorandum of understanding at the first session. The Georgian-Indian Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic Science, Technological, Cultural, and Educational Cooperation in New Delhi. According to the memorandum, the countries will cooperate in energy, agriculture, tourism, transportation, infrastructure, information technology, pharmaceuticals, and industry. The world's largest cement manufacturer, Lafarge, invested $10 million to construct a cement plant in Poti with the help of a local company, Leader Cement. The factory will be built on a 40,000-square-meter plot. Operations will begin early next year. The new plant will have the capacity to produce 250,000 tons of cement per year and will employ 50 locals. Any environmental NGOs that want to check out the situation, we'd be interested to hear if they're doing things in the right way. Georgia National Tourism Administration expects an increase in the number of Ukrainian tourists this summer due to the annexation of Crimea. In May, the administration began an unprecedented marketing campaign in Ukraine to lure a portion of the 4 million annual tourists to Crimea that normally go to Crimea to Georgia. The German government initiated a books restoration project. The Tbilisi State University Library will send old and damaged books to Germany for restoration. If there are books which were sent to Georgia during or shortly after World War II, they will remain in Germany. The rest will be returned, restored. The British magazine Esquire published the five best restaurants in London, which included the Georgian restaurant Madani that we mentioned last week. If you are in London, check out the place in Curzon Street, number 54. Sounds like it's in Soho, so right in the middle of town. Washington Post named the Ajaruli Khachapuri as Dish of the Week. The newly opened restaurant Compass Rose sells this khachapuri, which costs $14. On the 30th of April, American Council, CRRC, and ARISC presented the 11th talk on the Spring 2014 Works in Progress series. Matthew Light, assistant professor of criminology at the University of Toronto, talked about gun control in Georgia. He discussed how contemporary Georgia features relatively lenient policies on possession of handguns. Citizens may obtain a license to keep such weapons at home for self-defense, subject to rules on safe storage and periodic inspection of privately owned handguns. In parliamentary news, UNM Member of Parliament Gheorghe Baramidze proposed a bill which would severely punish individuals who deny the Russian occupation of Abkhazia and South Ossetia. According to the bill, an occupation denier who comments online or in any other form will be punished with up to 6 years in jail. The same crime committed in a group would mean a sentence of 8 years. Baramidze said he came up with the idea after pro-Russian protests in Tbilisi. It is unclear when members of parliament will start discussing Baramidze's idiotic bill. In Kvitis Azrebi this week, the journalist Meta Mitrovelli discusses an oxymoron, the provincialism of capital city residents. He's describing Tbilisi residents who were originally born in Tbilisi and have a derisive attitude towards people who originally come from other regions but live in Tbilisi. As an example, he brings up the current mayoral candidate Narmania, who some have dismissed as a candidate because he was born in Zugdidi. It's a very interesting point and a very powerful one, although often hidden to foreigners in Georgian society. So check out what Mitrovelli has to say about this. The meme this week is a photo from Facebook. It shows several guys preparing khingali on the trunk of a car. It's very funny. Things to read. An article by Stephen Jones on Russia, Ukraine, and the Caucasus. According to the article, the situation in eastern Ukraine is turning increasingly violent and fractious, with the mayor of Kharkiv critically wounded by unknown gunmen and kidnapped observers still being held by pro-Russian militias. The U.S. has announced another slew of sanctions targeting Vladimir Putin's inner circle, more importantly, the oil crew. But few observers can imagine Russia will tone down any of its behavior anytime soon. An article by Carnegie.ru by Tom Duvall about South Ossetia. According to the article, the South Ossetian authorities are considering holding a referendum on union with Russia on the 8th of June to be held in parallel with their parliamentary elections. According to insider info, the Georgian government is bracing itself for another Russian tactic, a charm offensive in which Moscow offers Tbilisi a new deal over South Ossetia in return for Georgia renouncing its own European path. An article by TI Georgia entitled DHL, TNT, UPS, FedEx, and up to 40 other companies may abandon the Georgian market if the new draft law on postal service is adopted. According to the article, the Ministry of Economy developed a draft law on the Postal Service which introduces unjustified state regulation in the market. The proposed law will negatively impact the free, fair, and competitive business environment. Regulations in the draft law directly contradict current international practice and the obligations of Georgia-EU Association Agreement. An article in allmonitor.com titled Turkey considers leadership for heirs of displaced Armenians. According to the article, Prime Minister Erdogan says that the government is preparing to grant citizenship to grandchildren of Armenians killed or deported. Foreign ministry officials confirm the preparations are in progress. This is an interesting development for many, including Armenians in Georgia, and as well as in Armenia, to see whether they'll take it up and what that will mean politically. an article in Downtown Express .com about the Georgian movie Behind Blue Prison Bars in Tbilisi. The movie's about a young Georgian woman who struggles to hold her life together as she waits for the father of her children to finish a 10-year prison sentence. The director, Tinatin Kadrishvili, and her co-writer husband, Dato Chubanishvili, based it on their own life experiences when he was behind bars. All these things to read will be posted on our forum. This week's GeoCapital number is 18%, 18%, which is Georgia's year-on-year foreign trade increase from January to March 2014, according to Geostat. For comparison, Armenia's year-on-year foreign trade increase during the same period was a sad 0.6%. Turkey's foreign trade increased 6.8% compared to last year. Azerbaijan's fell by 6.5% year-on-year during the same period. Wow, 6.5% fall in foreign trade for Azerbaijan. Georgia's foreign trade currently stands at $2.5 billion during the first 3 months of the year. Turkey remains Georgia's largest trading partner, followed by Azerbaijan and Russia. This week's English language movies at the Rustaveli Movie Theater across from Parliament is the 3rd of May, Wednesday, and the 7th of May, Noah, at 10:30 p.m., Friday, the 2nd of May, Dom Kino across from the Rustaveli McDonald's will be showing Charulata with English subtitles at 7 p.m. on Friday. The next Works in Progress will be on the 7th of May at 6:15. Inga Popovitie from Central European University will present Georgian Muslim Women in Ajada, Religion and National Identity. The address is number 3 Kostava Street in Vake. On the 2nd of May, Kolga Exhibitions 2014 will host a project, Mireia by Faustino Podavini. The opening time is 9 p.m. The address is 5 Marginafili Street, Design Studio Art Avenue 5. Tons of other photography being exhibited around town with the openings really starting about now as part of the Kolga stuff. Just Google Kolga photo Tbilisi and you will find it all. For example, Dina Ogonova's exhibition, I Am Georgia, at B&W Gallery, Gogibashvili Street 46B, is on the 5th of May at 8 p.m. On the 7th of May, the British Georgian Society is inviting you to Professor Donald Rayfield's talk on the Georgian language. Following the talk will be a brief presentation on the benefits of studying Georgian. There'll be a question and answer at the end. For additional information, email info@BritishGeorgianSociety.org. For those who don't know, Rayfield just wrote a gigantic history of Georgia, which has been hugely well received. You should check it out. It's available on Amazon. He's a really fantastic speaker. So if you're in London and have a chance to go check this out, go if you can. On the 3rd of June at 7 p.m., the British Georgian Society is holding an event at Weatherby School near Marble Arch where you can meet the famous pianist Khatia Buniatashvili. There will be a charge of £15 for the event. You can book by emailing tickets at mcsyaf.com. That's tickets at mcsyaf.com. There's a new book on Amazon titled Healthcare Reform in the Republic of Georgia, a Healthcare Reform Roadmap for Post Samashko countries and beyond. The book showcases the experience of two leading healthcare reformers from Georgia, former Minister of Economy Kakha Bendukidze and former Minister of Health Andrea Urushadze. Michael Tanner from the Cato Institute in Washington also contributes his view on the Georgian reforms. You can purchase Kindle or paperback versions of the book. I think Kakha Bendukidze is a really great guy and has done great things with education. Our politics don't line up particularly well, but I do think that Georgia has had a lot of challenges with regards to its health care. But some of his economic ideas related to health care are quite interesting. Anybody reads that book, let us know. I'd be curious to hear what they say. Global Environment Facilities Small Grants Program in Georgia has an open call for proposals under the framework of strengthening environmental governance by building the capacity of non-governmental organizations. That's a catchy title. It's funded by the EU, implemented by UNDP. UNDP is helping NGOs out with capacity. Who knew? It's delivered by the GEF Small Grants Program. The proposal submission deadline is the 16th of May. For additional information, check jobs.ge. If you're in Portland looking for some great Georgian food, go to Kadagi Gogo, the Georgian food pod cart. They sell Badrijani, Lobiani, Khingali, Khachapuri, and more. Tell your Portland, Oregon friends about it right now. For more information, go to CarnegieGoGo.com or look up at CarnegieGoGoPDX on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. That's Tango X-Ray, Tango Bravo, Uniform Kilo. Our email is tepealpod@gmail.com or post to the forum on our website at www.tepealpod.com. We'll finish with MIA's 2007 hit, Paper Planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my name. If you come around here, I'll make a more day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, sitting on trains. Every step I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
In the KGB, so no funny business. You already are.